Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, 34 after the, I know, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. And we're celebrating the third decade of our show, and we're glad you're here. Leo Haviland is our guest. Couldn't do without him. Wall Street analyst extraordinaire, author of Words on the Street. LeoHaviland.com. Is that right, Leo?
Yes, sir.
So check out that website, folks. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Leo, we talked about the past. We talked about the present. Now let's talk about the future with regard to the equities markets. Going forward, is there any more headroom for U.S. equities? I mean, holy mackerel, I would have thought, you know, there were books written 20 years ago called Dow 20,000, Dow 30,000, and they were sci-fi books back, you know, in 1998. What do you think?
Well, one should never say never, but given the help the U.S. stocks have had from corporate earnings, one has to ask how much has already been, you know, baked into the current stock prices here. Valuations arguably are high. There's a divergence between U.S. stock marketplaces and what's going on elsewhere. And what hasn't been really emphasized is the huge debt levels in America and elsewhere, and the signs of inflation, rising interest rates. And rising interest rates, of course, over economic history show that eventually that can help to put a top in equity marketplaces in the United States. So there may be a little bit more up in U.S. stocks, but I don't think much.
Yeah, I think you're right. And however, I think we're on the precipice of something that's never happened before, and that's the U.S. being in the middle of several renegotiated trade deals that are to our, not necessarily to our advantage, but just, how about this, just not to our disadvantage. If we get on the other side of some of those trade deals and we're treated more fairly, Leo, I don't think we've ever seen the kind of growth potential that could provide this economy. Am I wrong about that?
You're raising an excellent point, and being in an America First environment and boosting small businesses and even larger businesses could be wonderful for America. But a relation to that is, in a much more globalized economy, which we have now, if our gains were translated into relative weakness for economic growth elsewhere, it may, at least for the near term, not be as beneficial to our economy as we might think.
So I know you don't mean it this way, but some people would call that a zero sum analysis, wouldn't they? Meaning what's good for us, if it makes us fat, it makes them skinny, right? But I wonder if we can't apply what I think capitalism is like love. If you do it right, you can make more of it. There's an infinite opportunity for that, especially with growing middle class around the world. Isn't that also one of the scenarios that we could see?
It's a scenario, however, where...
What a diplomat, folks. He is. Go ahead, Leo. I'm teasing you.
Well, the scenario could turn out to be true. Past 10 years has seen such assistance from the Federal Reserve and other central banks with yield repression and money printing.
Mm-hmm.
There's been such an early stages fiscal boost by government borrowing that the trade side, which could help, you know, the U.S. economy and maybe the world as a whole grows some has to be viewed alongside those past situations where they're not likely to keep helping all that.
You're worried about the unwinding of all this moral hazard that the banks, the national banks have put in around the world, aren't you? That's a reasonable worry. Leo, 20 seconds, last thoughts. What do you think about the future?
I think that persons who have a lot of stock market gains ought to cash any of them in.
Yeah.
I think the growing U.S. economy is not going to keep growing at the rate it's done in the past handful of quarters.
Very interesting analysis, folks. We'll see how it turns out, because he'll be back, and we'll ask him about that. Leo Haviland, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Leo joined us. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.